Percy's Voice of the Cape Drive Time. Going places. Getting there.
91.3 Voice of the Cape Drive Time coming to you live from Cape Town. Imams in mosques right across South Africa today delivered a national unified khutbah or sermon focused on ISIS today. The talks were all focused on encouraging Muslims to be wary of recruitment activities by the group in South Africa. This development comes after various Muslim organizations, scholars and members of civic society across the country met recently to discuss the problem posed by the attraction of the Islamic State or ISIS amongst some South African Muslims. However, and but, Jasmine Opperman from the Terror and Analysis Consortium says it requires a more strategic approach. She joins us online. Jasmine Opperman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
First of all, your take on the fact that there was an initiative, a nationwide initiative taken by the community to address the issue from the pulpits this Friday. Surely that's got to be significant. I do not know of any other so-called minority communities having the same kind of effort.
It is significant, and one must appreciate the initiative being taken at this point in time. In terms of my comments, I just want to emphasize one thing, that although such initiatives are welcomed, if one looks at ISIS propaganda campaign, we are talking an organization that is focused, that is doing it very specifically to specific groups and to specific audiences. Much more will be required in South Africa than what we have seen today to be able to counter that immense and never-ending propaganda campaign that is running now. It needs to be structured, it needs to be focused, and we need to talk the language of ISIS to counter ISIS.
Those are certainly interesting comments. So would you suggest then, and I do think that this is just the first of what will be efforts to try and conscientize people about ISIS, do you think that on the second level now one has to go into, I suppose, education mode?
Yes, and that is a very important point you're raising now. We need to create knowledge and understanding of what ISIS actually is. Do not try to counter them consistently on their ideology and their so-called religious orientation and perspectives. Your problem you're running into here is, for the moment a person starts being attracted by its extremist ideology, de-radicalization becomes extremely difficult. Expose them within our societies for their lies, for their deceit, for the actual state of affairs in the Islamic Caliphate. And by creating that knowledge base across all sectors in our community, so I want to emphasize that, across all sectors within our South African society, the moment that person gets exposed to ISIS, there will be a knowledge base to interpret of what that person is viewing and to be able to make a much more informed judgment call. That is what we want.
Now, of course, what is happening, the op-eds are starting to appear in the Independent group. I know in Cape Town earlier this week there was an op-ed about ISIS and focusing on what it's trying to do in South Africa as a warning across the bows. And I do know other people have penned op-eds around the country. Is this something that should also be encouraged as well, members of the community putting their views out there in the mainstream, as it were?
Yes, that is also important. The more voices we can now have talking about ISIS and exposing ISIS, the better. But what is important here is we can also not have a gunshot approach. Every person, every organization, every community organization shooting at ISIS for what they personally believe should be the alternative narrative. We need to create a structured engagement. If this is going to be personal opinions by community leaders or by individuals or by politicians, we are fighting a losing battle, because personal opinions will not stand up against the structured program ISIS is running at this point in time. If I can make use of an example, if we talk about teenagers being targeted,
yes,
to have community leaders talk talking is fine. To have religious leaders talking is fine. To have politicians talking is fine. But you need to talk the language of the teenagers. You need to have teenagers talking to teenagers about what ISIS actually is. Because it's at that level where you start engaging and countering, and not from a perspective being given from where a teenager feels a bit distant.
Now, do you think that, in a sense, that South Africa is the one country that could perhaps lead the way in how to tackle this problem? It seems as if our community at the moment seems to be more united on the issue than the impression I'm getting about communities in other parts of the world, which seems to be at the moment at sixes and sevens.
Yes, and we can specifically look at the profile of foreign fighters in Syria and Iraq, where most of them are coming from your first and second generation communities, for instance, in Belgium, France, United Kingdom, Denmark. We can mention these states. South Africa is in a unique position here, and I think the unique position relates to now. We can become more proactive. We have the advantage now to be proactive, and we need to take this advantage to our benefit, very importantly, as we talk today.
Jasmine Opperman, Director, Terror and Analysis Consortium, talking to us about ISIS. And some of the views she's expressed also appeared in a Daily Maverick piece. And I do believe the other website, thecenterstar.com, will also be putting up her piece as well. So if you want to see what Jasmine said today, another analysis, you can get it online as well. But Jasmine Opperman, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.